World news, national news, rider news, and more. Here's another episode of the Bronc News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronc.
This is the Bronc News Flash, your world in 2 minutes. I'm Tommy Franks from Ride University. The Federal Reserve is expected on Wednesday to signal plans to raise interest rates in March as it focuses on fighting inflation and for now sets aside Western fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. The policy decision won't commit the Fed to a particular course of action when its rate-setting committee meets again in 7 weeks, and for now the benchmark overnight interest rate will remain unchanged at the near zero level. But absent a marked shock to the economy, that will likely change in March when the Fed is expected to approve the first of what may be several quarter percentage point interest rate hikes this year. Downing Street officials in London have handed over photos of parties, including images of UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and wine bottles, to investigators, according to reports. The parties took place when the UK was in a lockdown. Calls for Johnson to quit grow. Liberals in Parliament say that the Prime Minister has become a quote-unquote natural distraction. Cabinet investigator Sue Gray is finishing the report imminently, and Johnson has vowed to release it no matter what the result says. 1 year after NJ Transit launched its first major bus route redesign in decades, officials said revealing final changes for routes serving Newark will be delayed until the spring. But the agency has already started a second bus route redesign in 3 South Jersey counties. NJ Transit spokesman Jim Smith says work continues to make sure that all public comments were evaluated and resources needed for the plan are clearly identified, quote-unquote. Meanwhile, the agency quietly launched a second redesign, New Bus Burlington, Camden, Gloucester. That effort started this fall and is focused on data collection so far, according to Smith. That redesign will assess the performance of 27 bus routes serving Camden, Philadelphia, and the surrounding counties. Rider women's basketball returns to action Thursday night, and they head across Route 195 to take on Monmouth. The women are hungry for a better game after their previous blowout loss to Siena, 82-44. Tip-off for Thursday is at 7 p.m., and the game can be heard on 107.7 The Bronc Retro. And that is your Bronc News Flash. Your world in 2 minutes. I'm Tommy Franks.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronc News Flash, your world in 2 minutes. Missed an episode? Just head to 1077thebronc.com/BroncNewsFlash. We'll see you next time, only on 1077 The Bronc.